It's only significant as a pressure point, but history has repeatedly told us that Zimbabwe is not faced by SADC or AU summits that are held on the eve of anything being done. As we speak now, SADC observers are still in the country, and there have been a lot of incidents that have been instigated by the state affecting fundamental human rights and freedom. So whatever summit SADC may have may be of little value or significance in changing the environment ahead of the election.
But what can Zimbabweans themselves do to ensure that the election is not a bloodbath like what happened in 2008?
Zimbabweans will have to be called upon to exercise extreme vigilance and caution and patience, turn out in their numbers and vote for the candidates of their choice and not be intimidated by any other person. That's the only solution.